Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Some breaking news. Tom Brady making the decision to leave the New England Patriots. And to help us talk more about that and NFL free agency, we bring in Lindsey Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. Lindsey, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
So we've seen Tom Brady's announcement on Twitter, and even for, I think, some of us that were expecting that he could lead the New England Patriots, it's still kind of a shock to the system to see that he's actually going to do so now. What's your initial reaction to seeing Tom Brady announcing that he's going to leave New England, and where do you think he may end up when all is said and done?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you'd have told me, I think maybe even a month ago, I would have said no way. I still think that the odds were that he was going to return to New England, because when you lay out kind of all of the football reasons, what's the best football spot for him in terms of if he wants to win another Super Bowl at age 43, you had to think that New England would have been the best spot for that. But really over the last month, you know, I left the combine in Indianapolis, I guess, at the end of February, thinking, okay, I think he's actually going to leave, but still not really knowing exactly where he was going to go. And I'm not sure if he knows exactly where he's going to go now. I think, I think the market's becoming pretty clear about who needs quarterbacks, who is going to aggressively pursue a quarterback. But it's just, yeah, it is pretty wild to think that Tom Brady will be not in New England this year. And, you know, it's happened to a lot of guys. I mean, I think, you know, seeing Peyton Manning change teams, you know, a few years ago, I guess back in 2012, 8 years ago now, that was pretty wild. But this, you know, 20 years in one place and six Super Bowls to end up going somewhere else is pretty nuts.
Lindsey, how much do you think this is Bill Belichick? I guess a comment on what Bill Belichick thinks of Tom Brady. I mean, there's some reports out of Boston that, you know, that Brady, I don't know if disrespected is quite the word, but maybe didn't feel as loved, as wanted as he hoped during this process. I mean, is this Belichick just being Belichick as he has been with every other player in his tenure in New England?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit of that going on. I mean, one thing that we've always heard about Bill Belichick and in regards to Brady as well, you know, or in his relationship with Brady, is that, you know, he really treats everybody the same. And, you know, that sometimes can be difficult if you are a star player to be treated the same as everyone else. And there's a little bit of this to me where I've always been kind of trying to wonder the motivations with everybody, whether it's, you know, is it about winning another Super Bowl? Is it about feeling respected? Is it wanting to separate separate your legacy from Bill Belichick's at some point? Is it financial and wanting to actually, you know, kind of see what the market will pay you for the first time really in your career after, you know, never really being able to test your actual market value? I will say one of the things about Bill Belichick that he's really famous for is he will always move on from a player 1 year early rather than 1 year late. And if he kind of, you know, that's not to say that he didn't want Tom Brady back, but he might have put some, you know, qualifications on it in terms of length of a deal, capping how much money they wanted to pay him, given his age and other team considerations. I would not be surprised if that was part of the, Belichick had a pretty big role in this.
Lindsey Jones from The Athletic on the line with us. And Lindsey, one of the things Joe and I have been talking about for the past week or so has been kind of the intriguing roster that Tampa Bay has. You've got Mike Evans there, Chris Godwin there. We had Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports join us last week and float out maybe even the idea of Antonio Brown joining Tampa Bay and joining Brady there as well. What do you make of Tampa Bay as a potential suitor for Brady?
Yeah, we did an exercise last week where we kind of went through all of the potential landing spots, and, you know, I got to make the case for Tampa Bay, and I have a cold going on right now. But I think there is, you know, I can see what the pitch is from Bruce Arians. And yeah, I mean, I think it starts with the offensive talent that they have there. I think it's Mike Evans and it's Chris Godwin are two huge selling points. So that was not something that New England was able to offer to Tom Brady and hasn't been able to offer him, you know, in quite a while. And I think Bruce Arians is probably the other big piece of this, just in terms of, you know, he's really you know, he's such a quarterback friendly coach, and, you know, he's not a BSer, you know, he's not going to coddle you. But at the same time, like, he values quarterbacks in a way that Bill Belichick probably never did to Tom Brady. And, the fact that, Bruce Arians has worked with a lot of Peyton Manning's peers, you know, he worked with Peyton Manning for a long time. He worked with Ben Roethlisberger. He worked with Andrew Luck. He worked with Carson Palmer. He worked with Carson Palmer late in his career. You know, I think those are all things that would be attractive to Tom Brady, as well as, you know, I think they do have some flexibility to sign other guys. I mean, they did re-sign Jason Pierre-Paul yesterday. They put the franchise tag on Shaquille Barrett, so they're making some investments to keeping their defensive core together. And then I think maybe lifestyle-wise, look, there's no state income tax in Florida. I think that could be attractive. It's a good place for, you know, if you want to, you know, buy a big house and pre-retirement and then retire to Florida. That's what a lot of folks do. So, you know, I think the pitch is pretty easy there. It's just, does he want a bigger market? Is he distracted or intrigued by the, you know, the allure of going to Los Angeles and being the biggest football star in LA? That would be the other question, I guess, with if maybe he would go to the Chargers.
And then on the other side, Lindsay, I'm almost as interested, honestly, in what Belichick's move is here. I mean, Andy Dalton is an obvious name. Teddy Bridgewater is an obvious name. Man, just imagine Jameis Winston going up there and cutting his picks in half to 15 under Belichick. You know, a lot of possibilities. Any thoughts on? Any leaning right now on where you think he might look? I mean, assuming he's not just handing this over to Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to just say, "Cool, we're going to ride with this kid who's taken no snaps." I like the fit of Andy Dalton there. You know, I think, you know, they would have to trade to get Andy Dalton, but they certainly have the draft capital. I mean, basically, all they do is amass mid-round picks via the compensatory draft system. I think that would make a lot of sense. And, you know, I think if you're Bill Belichick and you're thinking football wise is, you know, I guess Andy Dalton is what, 32 now. I need to pull that up exactly, but, Andy Dalton, a healthy Andy Dalton, isn't he maybe the same, if not better than Tom Brady was last year? And he'll be a lot cheaper and you can, use that money to put other pieces around him. So I think he's intriguing there. You know, I think Teddy Bridgewater could be a really nice fit there as well. So I expect now that this divorce is official, that we'll see the Patriots make a move here pretty soon.
Lindsay Jones from The Athletic on the line with us. And Lindsay, I have to get your thoughts on this. We've been talking all morning long before the Patriots news broke about DeAndre Hopkins being traded from Houston to Arizona. And just what in the world is going on in Houston Texans? What was your reaction to that trade? And what in the world is Bill O'Brien doing in Houston?
Well, I don't want to get inside Bill O'Brien's head. That seems like a very scary and dark place right now because
it does.
I have no idea what he's doing. I mean, you know, he's made some excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Made
some pretty baffling decisions on the field, via trades, you know, and each one kind of seems a little crazier than the previous thing that he did. I just, you know, if it had become a personality conflict or, you know, with DeAndre Hopkins or something where they realized that, you know, one, they maybe weren't meshing very well, and two, DeAndre Hopkins was going to have some really exorbitant contract demands, you know, down the road, whether that was this year or 2 or 3 years from now, that they weren't going to be able to meet, and they decided to move on from him now. I still think it's crazy. I mean, he got fleeced in this trade. I mean, it's just bonkers. I was shocked when I saw it. I'm still shocked that it happened, to the point that, you know, it's not official yet. I keep wondering if something between, you know, midday yesterday and noon tomorrow, something will happen that, you know, voids it, because it's almost so ridiculous, this trade that happened. So, it was pretty shocking. You know, I think it's a huge win for the Cardinals. And I would have said that trade was a huge win for the Cardinals if all they had been doing was getting rid of David Johnson and getting Houston to take his entire contract. But they're also getting back one of the top 5 receivers in the NFL, who's you know, still in his 20s and probably has a lot, you know, probably has 10 really good years ahead of him. So it's bonkers. I can't believe it happened. You know, I keep kind of refreshing to make sure it actually did happen. And, you know, it'll be wild to see it actually come across the transaction wire tomorrow when it's finalized.
Yeah, and the Cardinals, Jordan Phillips, you know, that's going to be lost today, but I really like that signing. The Cardinals, you know, making some moves here, making things interesting. If you had right now a big winner, I mean, I think we all just talked about the big loser so far here
yes.
in free agency, but
yeah.
but Lindsay, the big right now, the big winner, is it the Cardinals? Is it someone else that's really impressing you so far and what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals clearly had a plan, and, you know, that's really what I always want to see. You know, it's so hard to judge, like, which of these guys and these moves is actually going to pan out, and so many of the big signings in free agency don't actually end up being, don't actually panning out, in large part because the guys who actually hit free agency, hit the open market, are there for a reason, and the best signings often are the teams that keep more of their own guys in-house. So it's, you know, it's tough to say, but, you know, at least with these Cardinals moves, a lot of it is about salary and it's about established players, you know, that weren't on the open market. You know, it's adding DeAndre Hopkins. So, you know, I like their plan. I like what they're doing. You know, I like some of the Dolphins moves. You know, they clearly are another team that has a plan, and yes, they were pretty bad for most of last year. I mean, maybe some surprising wins at the end. You know, them beating the Patriots late in the year, you know, might have really accelerated this this divorce with Tom Brady in New England. But you know, it's been clear that they've had a plan for how they want to build. You know, I think they were kind of it was a surprise to see them be the team that landed Byron Jones, just because of the amount of money now that they have committed to their cornerback position. But you can see what they're doing there. And now it's really all building to who their future quarterback is going to be. So I think those are initially a couple of the teams that I like. You know, the Cowboys are curious because, you know, we always kind of wondered, would they be able to keep both Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper? And, you know, and when noon hit yesterday and they had to tag Prescott and let Cooper hit the market, you know, you kind of thought, okay, Cooper's going to be gone, but they ended up being able to do both. It's going to be really, really costly ultimately for them to keep Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, and then eventually whatever they're going to have to pay Dak Prescott. But, you know, but they were able to do it. So I guess those are a couple of the teams that, you know, I was really paying attention to yesterday.
Lindsay Jones from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Lindsay, thanks so much for taking the time to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks,
absolutely.
Lindsay.
When we come back, we'll continue to react to the Tom Brady news of him leaving the New England Patriots. 615-737-1025. We'll take your phone calls and your text messages. 615-737-1025. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.